It's Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band and Fredo just called Chris and I babies. Off air, you guys didn't hear that. But
you guys are a little bitches.
But I think it's appropriate because today we are talking about baby shakes. Yes. It's Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. The band today is Baby Shakes. And I know why, Fredo, you put this band on the board, but let's say it into a microphone. You put them on the board a couple weeks back. Tell me about Baby Shakes and why you felt the need to talk about them.
So a couple weeks back, I went to see a band called The Damned. They were a significant punk rock band. They were the first punk rock band in the UK to be signed. And they were touring the US, and I'm a fan, so I went to go see them. And this band, Baby Shakes, was opening up for them. And this band is the epitome why when someone says, opening band, who cares if we miss them? I say, no, you got to go see him. I'm in to see everybody because you never know when you're going to see the next Beatles.
Yeah.
And so Baby Shakes opened up for him and they blew me away. They were such a fun band. And then I got to meet them afterwards. They were signed, I bought their latest album. And got them to autograph. They were just so sweet and nice. And you could tell they had an energy. Even though their music isn't like the Go-Go's in the sense of style, it's like the Go-Go's in the sense of fun. Mm-hmm. They were such a fun band.
Yeah, and more on that momentarily, but you almost immediately messaged me and said, Baby Shakes, we need to cover them on the show. And I was like, all right, let's put the feelers out. And I feel like maybe a couple days, maybe it might have been a week, but Chris goes, hey, if nobody has signed up for this, I'm in. So what made you put your hand up for this one, Chris?
I don't know. I hadn't done one in a minute. I'm always up for a new band. So, I just like, fuck it, I'll do it. I don't care. If you need people to do it, I'll freaking do it. I'm glad I did it. They're a great, fun band. I don't know if it's a thing or not, but it's like, I'd call it like bubblegum punk.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, so do I.
I don't, like I said, I don't know if that's an actual term or not, but that's the first thing that came to me after listening to two or three songs. I'm like, oh, they're like kind of poppy, but they're also punky. It's like bubblegum punk. I really enjoyed it. What little I looked up about them, they seem to be like just kind of a New York club band.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we live in an age now where a band that I don't know that they probably primarily in their early years just played freaking tiny loud club gigs in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I could smell like the cigarette smoke and the sweat, even though they probably wasn't cigarette smoke since they came up.
You could smell the stale beer, right?
Exactly. The cheap ass beer, the sweat, and the smoke from some cheap ass club.
Right.
And them just playing their fucking hearts out up on stage. I liked it. It was a good time.
So obviously, since Fredo messaged me and I was like, I don't know who this is, I went and listened to half of a song, and I was like, oh, yeah. I immediately was sent back to when you said we should do the Go-Go's. Like, I was like, all right, I'm sold, because it does have that prevailing feeling with Baby Shakes is fun. And yeah, so you're going to hear that word a lot today. I apologize, but it's the most apt description. But I also, likened – I think bubblegum punk is like a really great descriptor, but because like I got the feeling as like, what if the Go-Go's married the Ramones? You know what I mean? Like, what
yeah.
if
yes, yeah. yes,
what if the two of them came together? And it also gave you the feeling of you could see them at a diner, like doing sock hop type stuff at times. And it's just, it's a blast. It's they're kind of a band out of time, but also like they're at the perfect time. Like
I love how you said that, a band out of time.
Yeah. You know, I've come across this a couple times, like the Lemon Twigs were definitely a band out of time. Like they should have been a 70s band, but they're now, and it's great. And so again, you know, I hate to repeat myself, but I'm gonna, this was just fun. It took me like an afternoon to listen the first time through. And like, you know, there wasn't a lot of bone breaking here. So like, as you're going through, Fredo, like we thankfully, like it's not a huge discography, but it's just enough, I feel like, to satiate the feeling. Right. But also it does make me wonder like what your thought process was for your 20 for this one. Like, what are you, cause this does fall under the category of every song is kind of the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had to listen through the whole discography a couple times, which thank God it wasn't a long discography.
Yeah.
Because if this was like an Iron Maiden discography, I just would have called you back and said, nah, this ain't it. But it this is the kind of band where first go through, it's going to all sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You could say that about the Ramones.
Totally.
The first time you, if you're a first time listener to the Ramones, you can listen to their albums and it's all 1, 2, 3, go,
yeah.
You know? And it's only through a couple of listens that you can start to pull the songs apart, you know, and say, okay, that's not the same song. This isn't the same song. And you catch little things until eventually every song gets its own unique sound, even though overall, again, to somebody who's never heard them, it all sounds the same. So I had to listen through the discography a couple times to start pulling the songs out.
So as you're putting your list together, Chris, like what are you looking for? Again, you're a new ear here, just like me. Like what are you looking for as you're putting it together?
Brevity was my thing because I didn't see the initial message that we had started this this list until like 3 weeks after y'all started and you guys were done, and I was like, oh shit, we're starting this? Okay, I'll pound it out in like 2 days. So I blew through it. It's like a little over an hour. I think my first pass was like 23 because, again, a lot of it sounds the same. So I was like, oh, you know, this music, this riff, you know, I like this one. I like this one. Oh, I like these lyrics. But the last three cuts were kind of tough. I did them today because, again, I knew we weren't recording till today. So I gave myself until this afternoon to do those three cuts. And I wish I had listened through the whole thing a couple more times. But it wasn't a bad, I really enjoyed every song that I heard from them.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, you know, there was a good handful on first listen that I was like, yes, absolutely. That's in. And, mm-hmm. you know, I want to say, somewhere 5 to 10, I said handful. So that's about right. Somewhere between 5 and 10. And then it's, you know, just rounding it out from there based on, you know, different sounds and, you know, different, you know, it wasn't, there was nothing like heartbreaking here. There was nothing heart wrenching that was like, oh God, I had to let go of that one. I mean, right. there will definitely be ones where you guys will go, this is going to be another episode where there's going to be a lot of repetition of not like, oh, I had that one, but you know,
right.
But it's going to have a lot of, I don't have an answer. Like, I don't know why I didn't have it. I just didn't.
Yeah.
But again, you know, as I said, you know, this is kind of like you know, a person listening to the Ramones for the first time, I could see them playing CBGBs.
Yeah.
In 1979, where you had the Ramones and you had Blondie and you had the Talking Heads and you had a bunch of different neo-punk kind of, you know, all these sounds that kind of got lumped into punk, into that New York City artsy punk. I could see them having been in that era.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. But I mean, so again, there's not a lot here. We all kind of, it sounds like, had a relatively easy time putting our list together. Do you think that conversationally it's going to go that way as far as like unanimous, Fredo? Like, how many do you think we're going to get through?
It's going to be tough. We're going to get them all through or none through.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that this is a band that, at the end of the day, we're all still discovering, even us.
Yeah.
Right. Even me. And it's been a few months since I've seen him. I think it's going to take me, it would take me about another 3 or 4 months of constantly listening to them before I can really iron out different songs. And, you know, there's a couple songs that are on my list because they have videos and they have pretty cute videos. I don't know if you guys had a chance to go on YouTube, but if you didn't, go on YouTube and check out the videos. They're fun, and damn, you know, the band, for those of you who don't know it, they're three girls and a guy. Mm-hmm. The guy's the drummer. The girls are so fucking cute. And that's why they remind me of the Go-Go's, because the Go-Go's, when they started, were so cute. I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this. I just know that I fucking love them. I'll go with four.
Four? Okay. Yeah. I mean, that seems about right. What do you think, Chris?
I don't fucking know. I'm going to go pessimistic and say three.
Okay. All right. I'll be the optimist then. I'm going to go seven.
Yeah. I can see it. Yeah. Like I said, I can see it. It's an all or nothing. At the end of the day, yeah. I think four might be too much if it's on the nothing side.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. It's possible we could have just all kind of hit on the same songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also possible that, so it's only it's happened twice now where we've gotten more than 10, and it both times happened last year. In 2023, because it is now 2024. I'm laughing because it's not.
When this releases.
Yeah.
Don't confuse me like that, man. I already said I'm tired.
You're welcome. So as I said, I mean, Elton John got 11 and then AJR got 13. So I could, it's not out of the realm that, because it's not a giant discography. It's not out of the realm that we hit 11 or 12 or even just the 10, which that has never happened yet. We've never hit a perfect 10. We've only ever gone over. So
this is it. Today's the day.
Could be. But we're going to take a quick pause. And when we come back, we're going to play the game, Jack. It's the programmed. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have come through the Baby Shakes discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to get a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given Baby Shakes the time of day. And, man, anybody who's listened to this show knows exactly where I'm going, because a band like this, you go nowhere else but here. It was the song that I played when Fredo said, hey, we should do Baby Shakes. It's the first one on the first record. I love when you get that from a band, you nail exactly what you are right out of the jump. Hello.
Yep.
Of course. You know, there's no surprise there. But you know, you immediately get what they are with this. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. All right, Go-Go's. Okay. Oh, but kind of Ramones-y as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let me connect this back. We'll be right back. I heard this, and then I think like maybe 5 minutes after you messaged me, I said, all right. And you said, did you listen to them? I was like, well, just one song, but I'm in. But I mean, it again, I love when a band kind of tells you what they are within the first couple notes, and that's exactly what Hello does. So
yeah, by the end of the first song, I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun one. I'm going to enjoy this list.
Mm-hmm. Like I said before, it bears repeating. Like, there was nothing difficult about this one. Like, there's going to be, you know, songs that we're going to miss that are going to be like, ah, that sucks. But like, just listen to this and you'll go, oh yeah, it's fun anyway. So whatever, even if we disagree about some of these songs. All right, Fredo.
First of all, what's to disagree about any of these songs? They're all fun.
Yeah.
And look, I actually, while you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, we could do a top 20, and it would still be less than the Iron Maiden top 10 if you were to listen to that.
Yeah.
So, let's stay on the same. On the same album, and I'm gonna say Love Machine.
No.
Oh no.
It's all right. I mean, I love the beginning of that song, you know, and that was, and you're gonna hear me say that with a couple of these songs, because there's gonna be songs where that beginning just makes that song stand out.
I got you. No, again, you know, as I was listening, I mean, we were having technology troubles getting old man Fredo into the Discord, but like, as I was listening, like, this is a song that I was like, oh man, I wish I would have given this one more listen, but I didn't, and therefore it did not make my list. So
it's all right.
The bin it goes.
Yeah. I have a feeling we're gonna have a lot of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If I had started 3 weeks earlier, my list probably would have been completely different. I didn't hit any song that I was just like, you know what? I don't like this song.
Yeah.
If you would have started 3 hours earlier.
Even so, yeah, that's true.
All right, Chris.
I'm going to start. I was going to just start at one end and go up, but I'm going to jump around a little bit. I'm going to go with, because the beginning of it reminded me of a Beatles song. Do You Want to Know?
Yeah. Yes, and that's exactly what I have too.
Yeah,
Do you want to know Beatles Open?
It sounds exactly like I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, we're gonna go more than three. That's all right. I don't mind.
That's exactly what I got. Beatles Open on that one. And I actually, when I was listening to it, I actually thought that it was a remake.
Oh.
That's how much it sounded like I Want to Hold Your Hand.
And the cover of this album, the Starry Eyes album, mm-hmm. bass player, I don't know all of their names, but she has like the longest freaking neck on this picture.
Oh, yeah.
The bass player is Claudine Gonzalez.
Okay.
And then there's Mary Blount and Judy Lindsay, and then the drummer is Ryan McHale, and he's the second drummer they've had since they were formed in 2005, by the way.
So they're not like, they're not new to the game, but no, they're just now kind of breaking through.
No, I think they're a band that's settled in their local fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty sure that they're pretty popular in New York. Like I said, they have a few videos. Their videos seem pretty, pretty well put together. So, I think that, it'll be one of these bands that if they ever make it big, some idiot's going to say, oh, they're an overnight sensation.
Right.
You know?
I just love that, like I said earlier, we live in a time where, because back in the day before the internet,
you never would
there's
have
no way band. I would have been able to find these records.
Yeah.
No.
If you said, hey, I heard this great band in New York called Baby Shakes, I'm like, I have no way of listening to them unless you send me the record, because right. I have no way of finding them. But now everybody's online. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, now that you said that, I might have to go search out, because I bet you these guys sound great on vinyl.
Oh yeah, they do. I had it. They've only got four albums, so that's a good thing. And they do have a lot of singles. That if you're a collector and you want to go get the whole set. So yeah, and they're going for a pretty penny, like first pressings.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're jumping around a little bit here. I'll scoot on down to Turn It Up. How about Another Place?
What album? Oh yeah, I have it. That's off Turn It Up. Yeah. Yep. Hey. Holy shit.
10 out of 10. It's gonna happen tonight.
It's possible. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Because if I can kind of randomly go through my... That's kind of how the test is. You go somewhere random mm-hmm. in your list and we hit one. All right. Fredo?
All right. I'm going to go with this one off of Cause a Scene. And this is one where their video really kind of resonated with me. Because this is a... I don't know when this was... done. It was done, I think, during the pandemic. The video was and it's Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again?
No,
damn it. that it, do me a favor, when you get a chance, look that one up and watch the video. It's very like sad in a way, because you know, it's like there's these friends that they just want to hang out, you know.
Yeah, I looked at the website. I said, oh, I got it. There's like three or four videos on there. I said, I'm gonna watch these sooner or later.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Let's go with. Looks like it was one of the singles. I would really love to hear Part One, but we'll go with Sweet and Sour Part Two.
Nope.
No, I don't have that one.
No, that's okay. I just thought it was funny. There's Part Two. There is no part.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have reasonings. Just
yeah, not. There's no yeah. There's
yeah, that's all. Yeah.
I only have 20 songs.
I don't have reasons. I only have 20 songs. Yeah. That could be a great t-shirt.
Oh, there was one song that I had a reason for cutting, and I don't remember what the name of it is, but we can get into that later. Go ahead.
All right. Back around to me.
There's your t-shirt, by the way.
I don't have reasons. I only have 20 songs.
Yeah.
Let me write that down so I don't forget.
I'm serious. That'd be a great shirt.
All right. I think we've visited everything so far, right? I'll trot out a Cause a Scene song here too. How about Love Song in Reverse?
Yes.
No.
All right.
No, I don't have that one.
It's good to get a two just in case we don't get all 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Fredo?
I'm going to stay with Cause a Scene with the title track. And I have that because that to me sounded, you remember the band Jet?
Yeah.
That sounded like a song that they could do.
I hear you, but I don't have it.
Which one was it? Cause a Scene?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
That's a, yeah, it's no?
No.
I am O for everything. Wow. I have never been this cold ever. Holy shit.
It happens to the best of us, friend.
Oh, wow. And I'm the band who came, and I'm the guy who came up with this band.
Yeah.
You guys don't know what you're missing.
All right, Chris.
Well, let's go with the B side for Sweet and Sour and Really, Really.
Yeah, man.
Which one?
Really, Really.
Really, Really.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, okay.
It's got two. Again, that'll come in handy.
Mm.
All right.
Justin and I are vibing tonight.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm fine with that. I'm the odd man out. I mean, fucking fuck both of you.
All right. Well, let's go back up to the top of my list here. How about Far Away?
For what album?
First one.
Nope.
Nope.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's what you get for thinking that you guys were all that.
All right. First time it has been. Fredo, you're up.
Let's go off the first one. And it was one of their singles, On My Way.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
There we go.
That one.
There we go.
That one felt like a hammer. You know what I mean? Like that mm-hmm. one. When that one.
That one, up. I think. That one might be my number one, honestly.
I can see that for sure.
I really liked that song.
All right, so we got it now. Our number one song, On My Way.
I think so.
I think so, because...
For me, anyway, yeah.
Honestly, like, Hello, Hello was a definite in for me. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep into this, but On My Way was the first one. I was like, oh, that's definitely in. Like, which was different from the reaction I got from Hello, Hello. So,
right.
But... I'll say this. I don't, if all three of us are already in agreement, I don't know that anything unseats On My Way. I think it's perfect.
I think so too. And you know what? I'm glad that you didn't listen to On My Way first and you heard Hello, Hello. Mm-hmm. Because if On My Way was the first song you heard, it might have altered how you felt about the band.
Also true. Yeah.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Chris?
Who's up? Me? Modern Girl Renegade.
What album?
Cause a Scene.
Nope.
Yeah, see?
It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, especially with that record. Like,
yeah.
It's not like I don't have anything from Cause a Scene, but I definitely am front loaded because everything sounds the same. And when I say that, like, it has this negative connotation, but we've already explained it. Like, it's not
right.
It's not a bad thing. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Let me trot out a Starry Eyes. How about Teenage Cloud?
No.
All right. You guys didn't have to say it like you dumb idiot.
Now you know how I feel with you guys. I'm gonna go back to Cause a Scene just because I think that I want to hear everybody say no because they didn't bother to really listen to that album. Let's go Jet Glow.
No, but that made my first cut.
That's a no for me too, dog.
Well, I know it's a no for you because anything I like, you don't. So
it's true.
Why are we even friends?
All right, Chris.
I should just start going in order because I'm gonna lose track of. I'm not gonna remember what's been guessed or not guessed, put out there. All right, I'm gonna shoot back up to the top and go Ooh La La.
Yeah, man.
From what?
From first one.
First one?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Ooh La Love. Gets a two, though.
I liked that one.
Me too.
It was on the cusp. I almost cut it a couple times, but ended up keeping it.
All right. Let me try out another Starry Eyes. How about She's a Star?
Yes.
No.
I knew I had it. I was looking at it like, that's on there.
All right.
Yes, I got that one.
It's a two. And I think, no, not quite. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. We're almost out of NTP. There's still a ton of songs left, too, I think.
Yeah.
All right, Fredo?
Let's stay with Starry Eyes, and I'll be all right.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Even though that takes me out of contention.
Yeah, that puts us at 5. And just like that, I'll be all right.
I am going to start doing the numbers. I'm not going to keep track. I'm going to start at the bottom. Yeah.
All right. Chris?
Cause a scene. Games you play.
No.
Okay.
Man, we are, between all of us, it looks like we're going to cover that whole record, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still didn't like...
every single record was good. There was not a bad song on this whole list.
It's true.
Not one.
It's true.
Literally not a bad song.
Literally. No.
How many bands can you say that?
No. Probably none.
You know, I'll take that a step further, because sometimes there's bands where it's not necessarily there's a bad song, but it wouldn't be in play. Like, there's a reason. They're literally, like, every song here is a Baby Shake song. Like, you can use any of these to explain this band. So,
yeah.
Let's see. I did that one already. How about going back to first one? What Can You Do?
Nope.
Yes.
All right. Just like that, out of NTP. All right.
Nice.
Fredo?
I'm going to stay on first one. Come On Baby.
No.
Right. Chris?
Back to Cause a Scene. Nowhere Fast.
Which one?
Nowhere Fast.
No.
Yes.
Hey.
It's like the one that Fredo doesn't have from
there. You know what? There's no way. I still got songs off of Cause a Scene. There's no way you guys have any more. I think we've gotten once I say these songs, it's like, that's it. They're done.
I mean, spoilers. No, that was my last song on that album.
Yeah.
Spoilers. It wasn't mine.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
We haven't done a lot from Turn It Up, so I'll go to Turn It Up. How about Baby Blue?
No.
Nope.
All right.
No, and I got to tell you, I was surprised, absolutely no remakes, but I heard that one, and I thought it was the remake of the Badfinger song, Baby Blue, and I was disappointed when it wasn't.
All right.
So, I mean, it's a good song. But I was like, oh.
All right, Fredo?
No, you know what? Let's go to Cause a Scene. I'm going to try to pronounce this. Wasurani Wa?
Yeah, that was my last cut.
I got it.
Oh.
Yeah, that was number 21.
Oh, man.
It's got a 2. That's good.
Yep.
And you know why I cut it? I didn't want to stay that title because I knew I would fuck it up. I said, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this, so I'm going to cut it. Fuck it. Only, that's the only reason. I got reasons. That's the one.
That's the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6 left. All right. Chris, you're up.
Title album. Fade Away.
Which one?
Fade Away.
No. All right. Let's see. I already did that one. How about From Starry Eyes, Summer Sun?
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
I guess I didn't expect I didn't expect that one.
Well, how could you expect or not expect any of these songs?
Any of these at this point,
you know?
Yep. All right, Fredo?
Let's go with the title track from Turn It Up.
What's it called?
Turn It Up.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
No, that's fine.
I don't have it.
You know, I thought I did, but apparently I don't. All right.
Ooh.
Chris?
Won't see me. Did we do that one?
We did not.
Okay. Would you?
Turn it
won't
up.
See me.
From yeah, oh yeah, from the same one. Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Ooh, now this conversation's getting juicy. We're gonna have to make some cuts here. All right. Back to me. Let's see, one Summer Sun we already did. 1, 2, 3. How about from Turn It Up, Come On?
Yes.
No.
Ooh. Ooh.
One away from my 7.
Oh. Might get it. You never know.
I only got 1, 2. Wait, no.
You're going to get your 7 right here.
2, 3, 4. I got 4 left. All right, Fredo.
Okay. Off of Starry Eyes. This is probably the only song that they have which reminds me of Lionel Richie. Running Through the Night.
Nope.
Come on, man. That's a Lionel Richie song.
That's probably why I cut it. I fucking hate Lionel Richie.
Dick. You know what? You have absolutely no standing in this because you didn't pick a song because you didn't want to say the title.
That's true.
All right. Chris?
Do what you want.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah,
damn.
7. There it is.
1, 2, 3.
There it is.
It's almost like we were all kind of waiting on that one.
You got 3 left, don't you, Justin?
Yep.
I think you should just say all 3 of yours.
All right.
Oh, no. I only got 2 left, so.
Okay. I'm not sure how many I have left. I got a fair amount left, I think. I don't even fucking know.
Oh, wait.
I should have written them down, but
apparently
I
only have 2 left because one of mine I didn't mark down.
Okay.
So, I mean, with that, I'm just going to throw them both out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Another?
Nope.
All right. And Sugar High?
No.
No.
Another one where I was like, oh, because yeah. I was expecting this, you know, from Empire Records, Sugar High.
But with that, it's official, locked in, number 7, me.
Yes,
baby.
That's
me.
You. Yeah, good job.
Well, it's 2 in a row I think I've done with you that you won.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think so. All right, Fredo, see if you can't make our conversation a little bit more difficult.
I doubt it. Starry Eyes, I've got That Girl.
Yes.
Wow.
Just did that. And off of Causing a Scene, the last song that that wasn't said, Down.
Yeah, no.
Wow, we got
could all... that be a question? Could that be the first album where we said all of the songs?
The only song didn't get brought up was Cruisin'.
Oh, man.
We missed it by 1.
Shit.
There's one song, and I believe it's off Cause a Scene. I think there was only one song. It had keyboards on it.
And
I cut it. Because every other song is 2 guitars, bass, and drums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere,
these jerks.
Studio song, they threw a keyboard in there. I said, no, you don't need a fucking keyboard.
You so jerks. It. How dare you spread your wings?
You're a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, no. You fucking decided to try to expand your sound, and fuck you. No.
No. You don't get to do 40 songs and then one song with a fucking keyboard on it. No, it's gone. I take it back. They had one shitty song and had a fucking keyboard on it.
All right. Just for funsies, Chris, do you want to dump out whatever you got left?
All right. I think I've lost track, but another place off of I forget the name of the album.
That was a unanimous.
So that was it? All right, my bad. Never mind. Did we do All the Pretty Things?
No.
Off of Starry Eyes.
No.
That was one of mine. We did Summer Sun. Did we do Now I Know?
No.
No. All right.
And I think that's it.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we left one off of first one as well.
Only
one. Wow.
That first album was so fucking good.
Yeah. I mean, this is another band where I probably could have made the case for, hey, these first two records, and that's really all you need. But, like, it's really all of them. And, you know, I'm glad that none of us took that approach.
Yeah.
All right. So 7 through unanimously, your boy wins. Hello, hello. Do you want to know? Another place on my way. I'll be all right. Summer Sun, do what you want. What do we got here for twos? And we only got two left, two spaces. So Love Song in Reverse.
No, that's right.
Love Song in Reverse. Really, really. Ooh La Love. She's a Star. What Can You Do? Nowhere Fast. Wasaranai Wa. Won't See Me. Come On. And That Girl. So is there anything that's kind of jumping out at you, Fredo?
Yeah. I would make the case for however you pronounce it. Yeah. Mainly because the only reason Chris didn't have it was because he couldn't pronounce it. Otherwise, it would have gotten through unanimously.
It was. It was a great song. Like I said, it was my last cut. And it was really just for that lame-ass reason.
All right. So let's do that then. That brings us...
I didn't want to be the guy who said, okay, I think I'm pronouncing this right. I'm not making fun of you, Fredo. I think I'm pronouncing this right. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to be that guy. So.
Oh, no. You can make fun of me for that. I made a career out of fucking mispronouncing words. So that was my entire radio shtick, was mispronouncing words.
I got no issues with that song.
All right, so I'll ask the same question to you, Chris. Is there one that's jumping out at you and that feels like, oh man, that one should have been in?
There's a couple. I really loved Love Song in Reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved Ooh La Love. So I'd make a play for either of those.
Well,
I don't have either one of those, and I'm good with either one of those.
Let's take it one step further, because Ooh La Love was the one I was looking at for my unit or my final say anyway. So,
oh yeah, okay.
Let's just get them both.
Okay,
sure.
Boom, just like that.
That was fucking easy.
Yeah.
So, what's the one that's your pick?
Ooh La Love.
Ooh La Love. Yep. Okay. Yep. And then the other one
was Love Song in Reverse.
Love Song in Reverse.
So, off of Cause of Sea. Let me run this down. Hello, hello. Do you want to know? Another Place, On My Way, I'll Be All Right, Summer Sun, Do What You Want, Wasaranai Wa, Love Song in Reverse, and Ooh La Love rounds out our 10. We already kind of discussed it. Does anybody want to change their vote for On My Way?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that's the right one.
I think that's definitely the right one. So, number one, let me bring that up on my phone, and then I will read it down one last go. All right. Hello, hello. Do you want to know another place on my way? I'm sorry. On My Way is our number one. Hello, hello. Do you want to know another place? I'll Be All Right. Summer Sun, Do What You Want. Wasaranai Wa. Love Song in Reverse. And Ooh La Love rounds out our 10. Let's let On My Way. Golly. If I could only read. On My Way. Let's let it get a moment in the sun. You're welcome, folks. Bubblegum punk, as Chris termed it. There might be some other name for it, but I think that's pretty accurate.
Oh, let's fucking coin that term.
Yeah.
Chris should coin that term.
I should probably Google it.
But we've done
it. If it's not in Google, fucking right? Coin it.
We have done it. We've turned you on to Baby Shakes. You are now officially a fan. And welcome to the show. Welcome to the new year. And yay. Hey, if you disagree with our list, that's fine. There's many places where you can yell at us about it. You can yell in the Discord, join the Discord, Legion of Stupid Discord. You can do that there. You can hit me up on Twitter at the Hulkster. That's fine. Or on Threads at DeprogramVA, or same thing with Instagram. That's fine. Any of those places, tell us we're wrong about our list. Wherever you're listening, if it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can now 5-star us. That would be super awesome. 5 stars on Spotify would be great. You can also, usually I ask, what do you think the song should be, or what? You can answer that, or you can just say, hey, I love the show. Either would be appreciated a great deal. And of course, on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a 5-star rating and a review. That would be super duper awesome. Hey, let's see. That's all the podcast platforms. Patreon.com/ohhi. Justin's a great place to go. If you've got $1 a month, you get the episodes deprogrammed before the rest of the world, usually a week before. And you get the conversation that we're about to have after the fact goes right to you day of. So like if you were already a Patreon member, you would already have it, is what I'm saying. What else? I feel like that's everything probably. Oh, legionofstupid.com if you want to play. Link is in the show notes. That might be changing next year, or this year rather. More on that. Stay tuned. So I don't want to pitch legionofstupid.com too much, because we might have, like Jenny said, she may have to break the site and redo it. So more on that as we get to it. But in the meantime, legionofstupid.com, you can go there and sign up. Or, you know, any of the previous mentioned ways, contact me and I'll get you the link and you can sign up. That should cover everything with that. Baby Shakes. Learn them, love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.